All right, welcome everybody to our second podcast. Dude, Marty Bright just took his pants off. I didn't know you wore budgie smugglers under there.
Are you not a boxers or briefs kind of guy?
I have boxer briefs. Boxer briefs. They're, you know, the long sort of boxers.
I'm down to the kind of last choice in the cycle of washing.
Do you have a big penis?
He doesn't want to say it.
It's up for contention.
This is what he said to me before. Can I? Do you mind if I say this?
I don't know what I said before.
When we were on the phone.
What did I say?
You said we were talking about when people come in and you said I hate being introduced to people. Can I say that? Can I tell? I'm going to tell it.
I can't remember what you were talking about.
He doesn't want me to say it. He's actually shaking his finger. That's all.
Say it. Just say it.
I know.
All right, go. What did I say? I actually can't remember.
It was... no.
It sounds bad the way you're prefacing asking me, can I say it?
Yeah, well, because I know you're such a princess, so...
Yeah, all right.
You said... We were talking about, like, when you're talking to girls and stuff.
Yeah.
In clubs or whatever. And he goes... He said, I hate when people introduce me. Like, if I go over and I've been talking to a girl.
Oh, you're like, this is Marty?
And I'm like, this is Marty. He doesn't like that. And this is what he said. He goes, because, you know, you've been sitting there telling them I've got a big dick. You know, I want them to know that I've got a big dick on my terms.
All right. On your terms. So why do you assume that he's there telling them you've got a big dick?
Exactly. That's what I thought, Al. Thank you.
Right. If I was trying to get laid, the last thing I would do is go, see that good-looking guy over there? He's got a big piece.
My response was, you're a douchebag. That was my exact response.
Well.
All right. So this is our second ever podcast of Al and the Aussies. We're here in your home again.
Yeah, in the same room.
In the same empty room with an echo and one. The production value of this will pick up at some point.
Well, can I be honest? I think it is because I'm holding the mic this time. because last time we left it on the counter and it just sounded like we were at opposite ends of the room, and now I'm just using it
we left it on the counter. We found a way to rest it inside the tissue box.
We propped it in a tissue box. Yeah, and left it in the middle of a coffee table and sat around. But hey, humble beginnings, you know?
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Yeah, we just desperately need people to hear our thoughts.
You know, there's like a studio that we can use if we want. Where? In Bondi. And I have like hookups to them.
You have the key?
I can get the key.
Why the fuck are we doing this then?
Because I only just thought of it the other day. Because, okay, so there's like a radio station that I used to do a show there.
All right.
And he would be like, he would be more than happy. And
so
we could
let us record there.
Yeah, and we could stream it online as well, like... Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really matter, but yeah. Okay. No, that's great.
I'd love it.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Cut this recording.
No, that was the. Oh, and then we're in a studio.
The rest of the show is just seamlessly in the Bondi studio.
We should try to do that.
Or no, well, I can't drive now. I've been drinking.
No, but not now. But just cut it here.
Yeah.
Fuck this, right? You just guys get drunk.
There's no way I could get in now.
Not now. What I'm saying is then some point down the road, then we just splice them together.
All right.
No one knows the difference.
Well, what I was going to say is I thought what would be funny is if it was like, yeah, all right, let's do that. Okay, well, let's end the episode then.
That's it. That's all done.
Yeah.
Fuck this. No, this is good because this is close to where I live. Like, it's weird because I always, like, mental distance is so much... different than actual distance, because you're like past the mall. I go like, oh wow, that's like a half hour away. But you're literally, when I turn on my GPS, you're 11 minutes from my house.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm 11 minutes from your house.
Yeah,
Al, that's so exciting.
Isn't that exciting? Oh, so you should come over more often.
Yeah,
baby.
It shows you how shitty the traffic is in Sydney, that it can be 11 minutes without traffic. And when there is traffic, it's 45 minutes.
Well, here's the thing.
That's the same as LA. Isn't LA?
Yes. And when I was in LA, I had Aussies come and tell me, like, oh, mate, you know, the traffic, because it's trafficy in LA.
Al's flawless.
Yeah. I was so excited. As soon as he said, oh, mate, I was on the edge of my seat. I'm like clinching, waiting
to
hear.
So I have all these Aussies going, yeah, mate. Yeah, fucking crikey, mate.
That is literally all we say.
Yes. No, but they would be like, the traffic in Sydney is horrific. And
I'm sorry, can you do it in the Aussie accent, please?
Oh, mate, bloody traffic in Sydney is fucking bad, man. And I And I was like, it's fucking nothing compared to LA. Like, having never really experienced it, I've been here a bunch of times, but I've never lived here. But I was like, it can't be anything compared to LA. I got to tell you, it's comparable to LA.
Is it really? Yeah. That's so interesting.
It is. Because LA had this thing where, like, if you want to get shit done, get it done sort of before 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And or else you're fucked. And the only thing is LA has it more widespread. So yeah. It's a much smaller, condensed little area.
Yeah, someone told me that, like, to get to one side of the city from the other, it takes 2 hours or something.
I don't fucking know. Oh. But I just know that it's smaller in Sydney. And it is. Like, if you leave the house at the wrong time, it's like, especially because Northern Beaches, you have to go over the Spit Bridge.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And so everybody's doing that. So yeah, it's pretty.
That bridge in. Do you remember the Evil Dead? Do you ever see those movies?
Yeah.
The bridge that falls down.
I don't remember.
I never saw it.
Cool. I'm just actually plugging my Evil Dead podcast that I'm starting in a couple of weeks.
That should be a thing every episode. Marty's just like, so did you guys see? Did you guys see the Evil Dead?
That no one saw.
So I'm recording it in it's a studio in Bondi.
Oh, nice. Professional.
Yeah.
But yeah, talk to your friend about that. But anyway, yeah. Speaking of dead, what about Leonard Nimoy died this week?
Oh, sad.
You guys, that affect you guys at all?
The most I had exposure to him was the episode of The Simpsons.
You fucking millennial.
Christ. Was millennial? What the fuck is that?
That means someone who's... Well, it's supposed to be someone who's sort of born in the new millennium.
Oh, okay, right.
You grew up basically in the 2000s, right?
Exactly.
So right. Leonard Nimoy to you is a fucking cartoon character.
He's a Simpsons character. I was never a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him. I wasn't a... like a Trekker or a Trekkie or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
I enjoy the shows and I enjoy the thing, but I get the gravity of him. You know what I mean? The fact that so many people love... I actually met him once in LA.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I couldn't not say hi. Like, I was at a restaurant at Greenblatt's Deli right next to the Laugh Factory. I was having lunch with a friend of mine and we were walking out and we passed the table, and when we got outside, he went, did you see fucking Leonard Nimoy was sitting at that table? And I didn't believe him. I was like, fuck you. So I went back in and there was Leonard Nimoy sitting with some schmuck. No, I don't know. Probably his agent or a friend or something. And I've been at a table enough times with like Dane or somebody and people come up. So, and
you know what that's like.
So I know what it's like, and I also know what not to say, because people go like, I don't want to bother you, but you are bothering me. So instead of saying that, I said, sorry to bother you, because I know I'm bothering him, but I wasn't going to let this fucking slide, you know what I mean?
Oh, this is good for everyone playing at home.
Yeah, yeah.
How to approach famous people.
Right, so, but I was very timid. What I had going for me was that I knew all the waitstaff in this restaurant, because I went there so often.
Yeah.
So the waitress was there talking to them at their table. So I just went right behind her and I rested my head on her shoulder. And I just looked at Leonard Nimoy, and she sort of like looked at me and sort of stepped back and gave me my own space. But I was nervous. Like, I can't lie. I think I was physically shaking, and I just went, and I was trying to like not be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to interrupt as little as possible, so my voice was very soft, and I was like, Mr. Nimoy, I have to tell you, I'm just like a huge fan.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking like this, and I forget that he's like, at this point, he was like 81, right? And he goes, what? Just like that, and I kind of giggled, and I was like, Mr. Nimoy, I'm a huge fan, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, but I couldn't let this opportunity pass, because he was born in Boston. I said, I grew up in Boston too, and he said, and I quote, no shit. And I went, yeah, yeah, and they still play your recording at the Science Museum, and he was like, oh, that's great, and he's got this great voice, but he was just like, well, you know, he even asked me a question, he was like, where'd you grow up? And I told him, so that was kind of cool, but I was like physically like shaking when I left.
Yeah,
I was like,
oh, of course. God, I just you would be.
When you asked him, where'd you grow up, did you say Mount Vernon?
I don't get the joke. I'm sorry.
Well, I was actually very impressed by that, Mr. Bright.
He's really good at references.
No,
he's like a reference king.
Yeah, what happened was I posted, someone sent me, somebody I grew up with put on Facebook a picture of my street sign that I grew up on.
Oh, yeah, I did
covered
see
in
that.
Snow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's been snowing since fucking July.
Right.
In Boston, and the street I grew up on was Mount Vernon, And Bright, in the comments, I actually was so impressed because I had forgotten about it. In one of Dane's specials, he does this joke about asking for directions. And yeah. He's looking for Mount Vernon Street. It was a little wink to me, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, was it really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Dane and I weren't really even hanging out at the time when he did that special. Which one was it?
Vicious Circle.
Vicious Circle, yeah.
And I remember I was watching
it. I actually remember that. And
I was watching it at home when it...
That's
premiered.
Fucking maroon, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was watching it at home, like, in New York when I lived there, and just, like, because, you know, he was my friend, and I was like, this is cool. And he was like, how do I get to Mount Vernon? I remember being like, ah!
Oh, that's
but,
so cool.
You know, I think I was alone, so I had no one to high-five.
That is such a sad sentence that I know, you just said. No. I was alone, I had no one to high-five.
New York,
that's, like, the saddest
the
thing.
The end of New York wasn't good for me. Like, I had fun in New York, but the last, like, 2 years... were just me sort of in my apartment going like 9/11.
You're gigging and stuff, right?
Not really. No. I was in a way in my head. I wouldn't really leave the apartment very much, and I would get gigs, but only if they asked me. You know what I mean? Like, I had these gigs that I did, but I never asked. I never, like, I wasn't actively promoting myself.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So people
to,
would,
to put it in perspective, you're in a way that when your street name was mentioned on TV, that was the highlight of your year.
No, actually it wasn't, but thank you.
Sorry.
It was the highlight of my night.
I love that Marty came in and he's like, all right, I've got this prepared. I'm going to give this little joke.
Yeah.
And it literally just broke Al's heart.
Yeah, thanks.
He's putting his... it's not a visual medium, but Marty put his hand on Al.
It was very nice.
I have to admit, when I was thinking about saying that comment, I was wondering, I could say highlight of your week,
yeah,
month, or year. And I thought, I'll go for the most exaggerated one for the shock effect. And,
It was sad. It sounded very sad. Like,
it did.
I get the shock effect, but the highlight of my year was, like, I went, oh.
Yeah.
Like, just, oh, God, that... Please no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was the highlight of my night.
Yeah.
And it was a way of, like, you know, because, like I said, Dane and I hadn't been hanging out. It was before I moved to LA, so it was just like a nice little, like, wink, and I was like, oh, he remembers me.
Oh, that's really nice.
No, so it was cool. But anyway, when I posted that signpost on the fucking Facebook, Marty Bright in the comment section found a clip of that bit from YouTube.
So funny.
And posted it as a comment. I was, like, blown away that you would recall
that is really good.
I think I have an audio memory when it comes to
Have you please? And this is not an invitation for you to do it at all. I really don't want you to fucking do it. I just want to stress that now. But he has an incredible ability that he can recount whole movies of, like, from start. Like, so we were in the car, we were on our way back from a gig.
Have you ever seen Cocoon? I want you to reenact Cocoon.
I have not.
No,
that's
okay,
not
so he can do, like,
that's
so
not
he
my repertoire.
So we were, like, on the way back and he did, like, Wayne's World, Dumb and Dumber, and he just started, like,
from
the beginning, like, from what the first line that you hear, and he just did the whole thing.
Does he do the music too? The Dumb and Dumber.
And I got to tell you.
Wind your body.
Oh, such a great song. And I got to tell you, I regretted asking him to do it because then he just didn't stop. Like, he just kept, committed to,
Give me the first line of Dumb and
I think Dumber. It was the, no, don't, you'll get him on a roll. He did about the first 15 minutes
what
of the movie.
What about Ghostbusters?
No, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something? What? I've never seen that movie.
Really?
I have never seen it.
Well, they're making an all-female version.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Do we know the cast?
Yeah, they do. It's all SNL. I'm actually kind of excited because there's this comic that I knew from New York and then L.A., who's now on SNL.
Can we name?
Her name is escaping me right now. Funny black bitch. Like, hilarious. God damn it, her name is out of my head right now. But anyway.
We can probably assume it's not funny black bitch, though.
Right. No, but she's hilarious. And she made it, you know. I think she's like 47 years old. And she finally got on, you know. And I just love seeing her there every week. Because she used to just kill it at the Laugh Factory. God damn, I can't fucking even think of her name. But anyway, she's been cast in Ghostbusters. So she went from this relatively unknown comic who killed to being on SNL to now being cast in this historic all-female remake. And to be honest, I'm excited about it. I heard a lot of people sort of shitting on it, like, but I think Kristen Wiig's hilarious.
Oh, she's fantastic.
I think Melissa McCarthy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And there's another girl from SNL who's going to be on it. And
Yeah, that does sound exciting.
No, I think I'm actually looking forward to it. I think these, yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know why people get upset about that sort of shit.
I love Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters. Yeah, I would love if she had a cameo in the new one.
Yeah.
They love a bit of a bring back cameo. Yeah.
Is she actually in it, or is this a joke? Is this,
no, she's in it.
Oh, in the original? Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she plays Zool.
Zool.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
And our friend from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yep. Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
How do you know so much about a movie that you've never seen?
No, I've seen it. Oh. He's the one that hasn't
seen
it.
Hey, I just checked the name for you. It's Leslie Jones.
Leslie, that's right. Leslie.
Yeah.
Leslie Jones.
I just did a bit of Googling there.
Thank you very much. It just wasn't in my head. Mm. No, she's hilarious, and she's finally, you know, getting a chance to just...
I think that happens to a lot of people. I think there's a lot of Hollywood actors that didn't break until they were like the guy who plays Ty Burrell, he got into acting very late. Like he started acting.
The guy who plays Ty Burrell?
No, sorry, the guy who I was going to say the guy who plays Phil Dunphy, right. And then like from Modern Family, and then I went Ty Burrell. So Ty Burrell, he got into acting like really late.
I think there's actually an advantage to that. Then I'll let you speak for comics and for. Four actors. I think it's also good to get in young. Maybe not acting so much because you kind of get kicked around so much that you probably just go fuck this and get a real job.
Yep.
But with comedy, it's good to get in young.
Matty B.
He
started late.
Yeah. But I think only because you know yourself so much more.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I was so young when I started comedy that I still like I looked at club owners and bookers as sort of like teachers or you know, they were grown-ups and I wasn't.
Mm.
But when you come in as a grown-up, I think you fucking just you can look them in the eye and go, this is what I want to do. And I think for an actor that has a lot of you know, positive.
So I'm sorry, are you saying starting young as an actor?
Yeah, well, that was very confusing.
No, that's okay.
I think starting I think there are benefits.
It's okay, Al. It's okay.
I think there are benefits to starting.
You're tired.
Oh, I am.
It's past your bedtime.
I think there are benefits to starting older as an actor because you just know yourself more.
But younger as a comic is better, you say.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I think older too has its benefits for a comic, but I think whatever. It doesn't matter what I think. I just fucking the more you know yourself, like there's this story that I used to hear of this guy in New York who he was like a professional and then he decided to do acting. So he just basically called the William Morris agency and went, hi, I'd like to talk to you about some, you know, about representing me to do commercials. And they were like, come on in. And we were all kids trying to make it. And we saw this agency as like impenetrable. But this guy knew business and he just was honest and called them up and said, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Would you talk to me about that? And they were like, yeah, of course we'll have a meeting with you about that. And we were like, what the fuck?
Because
we thought some magic had to happen for them to, do you know what I mean? Like,
I heard this urban legend. I don't know what band it was, but apparently this is a true thing of some band. They kept sending their records to this record label. It was some band in America, and apparently then they stormed the offices, ran in, threw a CD, and said, "Fucking sign us!" And the next day they were signed. Was it's that, like this urban
that,
legend.
Was that Airheads? Starring Brendan Fraser.
Do you know what's so funny?
Adam Sandler.
Do you know what's so funny is as I was telling the story, I had Airheads in my head, and I was like, I bet Marty's gonna fucking drop one.
I've never. That's all I'm here for, guys.
No.
Pop culture,
it's like
references, Evil Dead, Simpsons, fucking Airheads.
You're like the guy on the soundboard, just playing the sound.
Yeah. I'm just bringing
I'm
it
joking,
back to pop
you're
culture.
Not.
I'm bringing it back to pop culture references.
Look can at you it. Let your cat in? I feel so fucking bad for
I will. Can you hold the microphone?
Yes, don't. Yeah, sure. You don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something about a cat meowing on the other side of glass when I can't hear him, too. It just... Thank you. No, I've never heard that urban legend, but, I mean, who knows? There are tons of stories like that.
Yeah. I feel like it's a cool story. If that is true, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories. I can't think of any right now, but along those same things of like, you know, oh, I was my own agent and I put on a British accent and I would call people and go, have you seen Hal Del Penny? He's fantastic. And you know, no, I haven't.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Did
like,
you do that?
No.
Oh.
Well, when I,
Oh, Christ,
Max,
will you put that cat back outside?
I think he just
my guilt has
subsided.
Now I'm just annoyed.
Well, do you know what's funny? It's like there's... we did when I studied film and started like directing. They taught we had to do advertising. Like, was a big thing, and it started so many arguments in the class because they were basically saying advertising affects you, and we were like, no, it doesn't. You know what I mean? And they fucking were like, yes, it does.
Yeah.
And but it was funny because they were talking about like a lot of how there's so many stories that are actually made up about origins of companies that are just designed for marketing. Yes. For example, the guy who invented... the guy who started IKEA.
Yeah.
There's a fake story about him, about how the company started, and he was like... He said, like, there's this story about he wanted a picnic table, but he couldn't fit it in his car or something. Like, there's some story.
Oh, right.
And, so but the reality is, it's a bullshit story.
Right.
It was actually, IKEA was started by, like, this whole organization that, like, you know, I don't know. It's not.
There's the story that Santa Claus was made up by Coca-Cola. You know, have you heard that one?
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, that is absolutely true. Yeah.
So he was just Saint Nick.
No. Santa Claus, no. They made him red. Yeah, they made him red. Yeah.
So the modern image that everyone now has of Santa Claus was Coca-Cola.
They made him like a fat guy in a suit and red.
All jolly and shit.
What age did we all stop believing in Santa?
Wait, is this a question? Are we just delving into this?
No Santa?
I'm sorry. Are you allergic to cats?
That was enough reality for me. I am, but I don't give a shit.
Oh, no. I don't want to fuck. I'll throw him out here. Hold on.
No, leave him here. I like him.
Okay.
I think
I... Let's get his purr on the podcast. Okay. That actually picked up so much.
As I was saying, my father died when I was 7, so that was enough reality. I don't know when I quit believing in Santa.
You can't really believe in a imaginary fat guy that comes down your chimney when you've been thrust into reality that hard.
Yeah.
Easter Bunny
was probably the first.
I don't think I ever bought the Easter Bunny.
Oh really? My mother used to go all out though. She'd put like powdered sugar on the countertops and tables, and when I woke up, there'd be bunny prints in them.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, yeah, there was like, yeah, she'd go a little off on that.
I remember the exact moment that I found out Santa Claus wasn't real. I was actually taking a shit. I remember this as an exact moment. Yeah.
Did you figure it out while you were taking a shit?
No.
Someone come into the bathroom and go,
no,
extra, extra.
Yeah, pretty much. My sister,
Santa Claus,
she ran
real.
In and she was like saying, you've got to do something. I don't know what it was, like clean my room or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was something. And I was saying, no, I'm not doing it. No. And she was saying, well, Santa's not going to bring you any presents or something. And then I said, because I think I had figured it out, I was like, yeah, but I'm naughty every year, and Santa brings me presents every year.
Yeah.
And then my sister was like, yeah, well, you better be good this year, because Santa's not real, and Mum and Dad will just not buy you presents.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? And then my Mum and Dad, this is all through the door. So I'm taking a shit.
By the end of the story, your whole family's watching you do a shit.
No. The door was closed.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
The door was closed.
Merry Christmas!
I remember that same feeling, though. I remember that same thing of like...
I thought you were like, I remember like you were there.
No, but I remember that thing of like, you know what? You always threaten me with Santa, but I always get a shitload of gifts. Like, no matter what the fuck I do.
Yeah.
And I remember being sort of confused by that. But yeah, you know, I don't even push it too hard with my kids. Like, I don't threaten them with Santa. Only because it's around.
Yeah.
They picked it up, so... So we've sort of told them the story about it, but yeah, I don't make it a big thing.
I think it's good too, right? Like, it just gets.
I don't think it's that bad, but I don't think it's that good. I don't think there's any benefit to it.
Yeah, I guess it just makes it like that childlike, exciting time.
Yeah,
for kids. Like, I think that's it. Because if it's just like if you just straight from birth, you're like, yeah, we'll just buy you presents every year. Do you know what I mean? I think there's just that. This, as corny as this is going to sound, but there's like that magic to it.
Yeah, no, I guess you're right.
What were you going to say?
I think it's the pros and cons. You know, pros, it's early because you can dangle it over the kids' heads and say, hey, you want some toys to shut you up? But then when they get older and it's, you lose their trust because when you're 12 and you're taking a shit, someone says to you, by the way, I've been lying to you for 12 years, and you're like, I'm never going to trust the people that gave birth to me ever again because this is all a lie.
Did you see that South Park episode where it's so good where Kyle, like, where the boys find out that the Tooth Fairy isn't real? And it's so funny. Kyle then starts to question everything that he knows because he's like, so if the Easter Bunny isn't real, and then the whole thing, he has like this existential thing and becomes like four dimensional. Yeah. It's so great.
I love that. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just, I don't want to be like forcing it down my kids' throats. so that they can feel that way. You know, if it ever happens, I'm just going to go, I was just going along with the rest of society.
I suppose the one deterrent from not jamming that down your kid's throat is you don't want to be the parent of the kid that's running around school going, Santa Claus isn't real.
Yeah, and that's like, true.
Every kid in the school is weeping.
No, that's actually a really good point.
Yeah, but fuck them. I don't care, honestly. Yeah. Like, really? If you're going to get mad at me because my son outed the truth,
yeah,
fuck yourself.
But yeah, I guess there's just that whole thing of like just that imagination, and it's just exciting, and it's
I agree with you.
It's great to see a kid get excited.
I do catch that spirit.
I mean, yeah, you would know. You have a child, so you would know it. I mean, I've just grown up with my nephew watching him,
right?
So,
but I'm a bit. I'm also there's that cynical part of me that just goes, I don't overdo it. I let the lie happen, but I don't fucking like fuel the fire, you know.
Sure. You just kind of stay out of it.
I think if
Al's kids are going to be 25 still thinking Santa's real.
Yeah, because I'm just staying out of it.
So passive. I think, Dad,
why did you never tell me? I just wanted you to figure it out.
I just didn't care either way.
If I have kids, I think what you said, like, I actually wouldn't mind if they were the ones, you know, running around the...
Yeah.
Running, they're like the Julian Assange of their school.
Totally.
Just whistleblowing on St. Nick.
On all the fairies and the
bunnies.
It was Coca-Cola!
It was Coca-Cola all along.
That's funny.
Yeah. I do, though. I love that. I love that companies make up origin stories. You know, there was a great story that I believed until I figured this out, what you just said that companies do. Sylvester Stallone had this story about when he wrote Rocky, the screenplay.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I think this story is true.
I wouldn't believe it. You know why? It came out at a time when I think they were... I could be mistaken, but the story... didn't come out until like Rocky VI or something. It was the next one that he wrote. Because he wrote Rocky, the original, won the Oscar for best screenplay, right? Then there was a bunch of crap Rockies, cinematically speaking. I liked them, you know what I mean? They were great sort of fucking shitty movies, but they weren't ever considered for Oscars, right?
Yeah.
And then Rocky Balboa, which was the sixth one that he wrote again. And I could be wrong about this, but I think the story came out during that, which was that heartwarming, like... Oh, he wrote it, and he had to sell his dog to pay rent.
Yeah,
and
sell his cat, yeah,
whatever.
Or his dog, yeah.
And like, you know, the studio kept that they just wanted the script. Let me buy the script, and we want Robert Redford to play Rocky. And he was like, no, and he kept saying no and refusing them. And they kept offering him more and more money
because they didn't want him to act. They didn't think he could act.
Right, but he was starving, and his wife was like, "Just take the fucking money." And I just don't believe that anyone in that situation, if you're selling your fucking pets to pay rent. You're not going to hold out if a fucking major movie house studio is like, here's whatever back then. Because this was what? Like 75. So it was probably like, here's $200,000. Which would be like...
I feel like there's a Stallone impression coming at some point.
Come on.
Well, I'm just saying.
And then he says...
And then he says... I
wish we could see
a Stallone cow.
That face, man. Oh, God.
I love
okay,
that.
That's it. That's your new act, please.
No, but
that's in your next hour, please.
But my point is, it's bullshit because you can't. Sure, it sounds good, and to think he really believed in himself and he had a fight for what he wanted, the way Rocky had a fight. Go fuck yourself.
No,
it's not true.
Yeah. And do you know what?
It can't be true.
It gets people talking, and that's the whole thing. It gets people talking.
It's a great PR thing, but
absolutely.
I felt once because I believed it, and I went, "Wow, that's amazing." He believed in himself, and then something happened one day where I just went, click, there's no fucking way that happened.
Yeah, there's no way.
And I felt a little let down. I was like...
You're not gonna turn down an offer like that. If you're like... Yeah, you're so right.
You sold your fucking dog to pay rent.
If you have a wife
that's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Was he married at the time?
He was.
Yeah, they probably offered him upwards of 50K, and they would have done a deal to say, like, you'll get, you know... you'd know the word. You know, when you do an agreement.
Credits and...
Well, no, but
when
you do an agreement, so you can either just sell them the script and they give you the money.
Residuals.
Yeah,
residuals,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can, So they would have... I reckon they would have done both.
Yeah.
I
bet... You know what? I think something happened. Maybe there was a little bit of that, of like, we just want the script. Like, no, I want it to fucking be Rocky. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come and screen test.
Yeah, maybe there was...
That sounded a little bit more like early Homer Simpson.
Yeah, it was.
That was good.
But the point is, yeah, there was probably something similar to that, but not nearly as sort of embattled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I think, yeah,
Because I did that with my origin.
But do you know what's funny is like what I find harder to believe is just Sylvester Stallone being a writer, like actually sitting down and typing that script. Yeah,
now you do. But I think you know
when he was in his prime.
And if you go back and watch Rocky, it was a real fucking movie. It got you know it got carried away, and he got carried away, and then of course
that's another movie I haven't seen.
Carried away?
No, right, Rocky.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of classics. I haven't seen E.T. But yeah, sorry, go on.
You should see E.T.
I will.
Makes me sad that you haven't seen E.T.
I know.
You were telling me earlier today that people often tell you look like an alien.
I do. I don't want to discuss that. Oh, really? This is me going the no.
You don't want to discuss my
huge cock?
But that's different. That's you being a douchebag. This is me being insecure.
How big is your penis in centimeters? Fully erect. Fully erect.
Can we talk about Stallone again?
Yeah, so anyway... No, I don't know. But because he turned into like the Hollywood joke because he made so many sequels, but he was just capitalizing on this thing that he did. And any one of us might do the same. You know what I mean? Like if I wrote something that I went, fuck, like this is good and I never know if anything this good's ever going to come again.
Yeah.
And someone went, hey, Al, let's do a fucking Al Del Benny 2 and an Al Del Benny 3 and an Al Del Benny 4. I'd go, fucking yes.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? And then I'd start taking human growth hormones when I was 60 and look like a fucking monster.
Yeah. I guess it depends how much of like an artist you are. Because like some people are just so precious about that shit. And they're like, no. But it's like, I feel it's so right. It's like when you're in a position to be able to say no, you'll say no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll be like, no, I'm fucking Quentin Tarantino. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
But
or whatever.
When you're starving Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna fucking take what comes your way. I would totally. Do you know what I mean? I'd even sell myself out a little at the start. Like I'd fucking I'll do whatever.
Like I love it when like there's a movie or something.
I'd do a bottle mart ad.
I specifically remember when that guy did what Paul Blart Mall Cop or something.
Kevin James.
There's a second one coming out.
Oh, is there? I saw comics tearing it apart online. Comics, mind you. And I don't do that online with stuff because he's a fellow comedian. And then another comic wrote like, hey, fuck faces, like you would kill for that fucking role.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's so fucking true. And they sit back and go, oh, what a shit movie. It's like, if someone came to you and I want you to be fucking Marty Bright, mall detective, you'd be like, fucking yes.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I'm the fucking mall detective. And the movie would suck ass.
Yeah.
And who cares?
I love that. Like Kevin James, I love, I think King of Queens is like a hugely underrated show, even though it's not necessarily like artsy comedy.
I never watched it either.
I love it. And also sure it's funny. Sweat the Small Stuff, which is Kevin James' huge 1 hour.
We're touching,
are we? Kevin James' 1 hour
special.
Sweat the Small Stuff, it's just great.
He's a great observational
comedy.
Oh really?
And then the last thing he did is The Mall Cop, and people forget that was solid.
Well, people can't wait to make a joke out of you, like with Rocky. Like this guy was an Oscar winner, an Oscar-winning writer, and then after Rocky II, he's a fucking national joke. Yeah. So
I heard an urban legend that that Kevin James is not doing Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, that actually Sylvester Stallone.
Did you know Sylvester?
You really are the sound effects guy. He's just sitting there. He's just wanting to do bits at us.
Here's a factoid, though.
I'm joking.
Someone's going to do him.
Let me know if you knew this, that I'm just checking our time here. Oh, good. Okay, good.
We're
halfway done. No, I just don't want to fucking bore the audience with more than an hour of us droning on.
Fair enough.
But Sylvester Stallone turned down Beverly Hills Cop. It was initially a straight action movie.
Really?
Yeah, and then Eddie Murphy took it on and they decided, you know, obviously they made it a new comedy. But there's another movie like that I forget right now, so I don't know why I brought it up. But I love those stories too. When they go, oh, this guy was offered the role.
Yeah, so many.
And I
people
love going. I wonder what the movie would have been like. You know,
I think that was similar with Will Smith was offered Django.
Yeah, he turned it down. Not only was he offered Django, Tarantino wanted Will Smith.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't just offered. Like Tarantino wrote it for him in mind. I got to say, Jamie Foxx like nailed that.
Oh, totally!
But, like, he fucking smashed it.
It's interesting to think the career choices, because you know Will Smith did a Shark Tale. How many PG movies can you do before you won't consider doing an R-18 N-words galore movie because your fan base is now?
But he did Bad Boys. And that was like pretty early on.
Yeah, but
and Will, that was like I think the first one was R or MA.
Will ain't sweating it. There was a a headline today I read online that said Will Smith, you know, his movie career is dipping, or I forget what they were. And I kind of went, who cares? Like, that guy was a fucking box office king.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For every fucking
have
movie.
Have you seen Men in Black? That's such a good movie.
And so of course, he's fucking talented.
But of course it's going to decline. Like, he's got nowhere to go but down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got three movies in a row, I think, that kind of shit the bed. And I will admit that One Man with the Sun was boring as fuck.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I watched it just because people were like, it's horrible. And there was another movie that I watched. Oh, and also that Tom Cruise movie that came out at the same time, that was another sci-fi one.
Oblivion.
Yeah. That was horrible, too.
Yeah, I didn't get through the whole
thing.
That
was just boring.
I watched it on the computer. I didn't get through the whole thing. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you can't blame Will, because you gotta imagine you're this guy, right? You're fucking Will Smith.
Yeah.
And everything you make makes $100 million. Every movie you make makes $100 million for 20 years going, every fucking summer. And someone goes, hey, let's make this movie with your son. And you're like, fucking yes.
Yeah, totally.
You get your son in the business and bing, bang, boom, and fucking all right. And it just goes,
yeah.
You never do anything that's too close. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you, Albert.
Are you?
Albert? Albert?
I'm
sorry. My cat is like walking on you.
No, I love him. What's his name?
Maxie.
Hi, Maxie.
Maxie, do you have an opinion?
Oh my gosh, look at that. That's so... He's so beautiful like that.
Bubba.
Maxie, he's rubbing his
head. Can you make him meow?
Like
if you touch his balls, will he go...
No, I don't touch his balls regularly. He's just like, I don't know. He's been weird
my
lately.
Cat, when you touched him right there, just behind the tail, he'd go... Like he'd try to meow. He did this weird like goat...
Oh god! I would take him to the vet.
He's dead now.
Can I want to actually, because we were talking about movie sequels, and I actually, if I can mention this, this morning I watched the trailer for the new Fast and the Furious movie.
What number?
It's number seven. Wow. And it's just okay. If you go watch the trailer, it is so fucking action packed, but I really struggle taking it seriously. Like, it actually makes me laugh. Like, it actually, like, if you've seen the trailers, but there's, like, a car, there's a bit where a car drives through, like, they're on this, you know, big, big tower, like, building kind of thing, and it's driving through the building, and it drives and then crashes into another building through the glass, and it just keeps driving.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's just ridiculous. It just makes me laugh, and I'm just, I sit there, and I'm like, I wonder if there's guys that are actually sitting there going, fuck yeah, fucking action.
Of course, they're 14 years old.
It's so dumb. Like,
it is, but it makes you fucking, when you're 14, man.
Yeah.
What I like to think of is, like, the writers sitting around, you know that they're just coming up with stunts, and then they write a movie around that.
Yeah.
We could have a car. Go from one building to the other.
It? Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly what they're
it's
doing.
It's the same. It's like the equivalent of like all the porn. Saw movies. By the end of the Saw movies, they're just thinking like, how can we kill fuckers?
Yeah, that's right.
By the end of the Fast and Furious,
that's a really
movies,
good point.
They're thinking, how can?
What
can we get cars to do?
That's actually a really good point. It's those definitely after like, I would say maybe even the second Saw, it was literally just like, let's think of traps and ways to kill people.
Yeah,
like, let's think of games and the games that they have to play, and then we'll just write the script around that.
Totally. That's what they are. But that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you want. And if you're into the Fast and Furious movies, that's all you want. Like, fucking Faster and
Furious. If he's bothering
you. No, I love
movies.
This. This
okay,
is
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, I think that's all you fucking want. Because I remember when I went to see, speaking of Rocky 4 was the one with the Russian. And I was perfect age. I was like 12 or 13, and I went to the movie theater to see it on a Friday night. And, you know, he's fighting the Russian, and there was this, the climactic scene. I'm, like, standing up, and I'm fucking like,
You're the only one?
I didn't think I was. I felt the momentum of the movie theater, but then when I looked behind me, I was the only one standing up. All right, look out!
Did you go to this movie alone?
No, I didn't. But I was probably high. I was probably stoned. But I really imagined everybody was standing up around me. So I probably was high. Because I felt like I
That's
did.
Hilarious.
And when I looked around, I was very surprised to see I was the only... Luckily, the theater was filled with people my age. Like,
yeah.
And it was in a small town. We all knew each other anyway. It wasn't like, you know, sit down, or I was in danger of getting shot anything. Yeah.
Like, Al, you're stoned again.
Right, like, you guys, Al, you fucking idiot.
You guys seen any movies?
Go back to Mount Vernon.
And it's Dane. have you guys seen any movies by yourself? You ever watched?
Oh, yeah. I remember I discovered going to movies by myself, and I think I was in my early 20s. The first movie I saw by myself, I saw it with friends first, and then I went back by myself to watch A Bronx Tale.
Oh. Jackie Chan?
No.
What's A Bronx Tale?
Bronx Tale is De Niro, Chaz Palminteri.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on like a one-man show.
Yeah.
But it was just a heartwarming tale of a gangster who takes a kid under his wing. but I remember thinking, like, I want to go see this by myself. And I fucking loved it.
Really? That was a thought that you actually processed. You actually said, it wasn't like circumstantial. You were actually like, I want to see that one by myself.
Yep. Because there was something about, because up until that point, you go to movies with people and you'd, hey, so, and what did he just...
Yeah.
And there was none of that. And I fucking loved it. And I saw a bunch of movies by myself.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a different experience. I saw the Simpsons movie by myself. But that was purely because I wasn't in school and all my friends were. Like, I'd left school by that point. And I just didn't... I knew there was like a bunch of them that were going to go see the Night Session. But I was just sitting at home doing nothing. And I was like...
During the day.
Yeah. I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go see it when no one's there. So I went and saw like the 10 o'clock session. Because I was just so pumped for the Simpsons movie.
I think the going to the movies alone... Like, I did one session where I went to a movie. And then it was the cheap movie of the week in the middle of the day. It was Good Luck, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
I got it for $7. And then I had more free time on my hands. So the saddest part about it is I snuck into another movie alone.
Yeah.
I ended up seeing three movies back to back.
Yeah, that's great,
alone.
Though. That, no, it's fucking fantastic. No,
I mean, sad in principle, great in practice.
No, I love it. Totally. There's nothing sad about it. I fucking love that, man.
Yeah.
The only thing you couldn't do was you couldn't keep going back to the snack bar and getting popcorn.
Right. Well, who wants that after that? I mean,
it's the same person on shift.
I've been here for 9 hours.
Every time you talk money, it just feels like you're doing it as a bit.
Well, I'm saying funny things.
But you're just like, you know, you couldn't go back to the snack bar, you know?
you have to leave Marty alone. He thinks he has to be funny for this to work.
Just be yourself, man.
No, it's good. I like that you're fun.
Urinate in your drink. Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Callback.
What was I going to say? I don't know. Whatever. No, I think it's fucking cool. I used to love going to movies during the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love... I love burning daylight. I really do. I love sleeping all day. I love going to the movies all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just like being out at night. But then having kids changed all that. Now you have to do daytime things.
You know, and we don't have to tell this story, but I just want to say it so Marty knows. Because
I was raped in the...
In the daytime. Which is why I want to sleep.
No, but like, I don't think Marty will know this, but I know this because me and Al did someone else's podcast together.
Yeah.
But Al was actually going to be in Good Luck, Chuck.
No, that was a different movie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was my best friend's girl.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I filmed my spot and they just cut me out, which I was thankful for because I didn't want what we ended up doing to be my introduction to film. So,
yeah.
Were you with a lady?
No. It wasn't anything. It was just that we had this cool part that I was going to do that they ended up...
You're
going
to be a waiter, right?
Yeah, I was going to be a waiter at this place called Jesus Crust Pizza, and I was going to be a Jesus waiter. And
is that an actual restaurant?
No. And I have all these... I just love religious material and religious jokes. So I basically wrote a scene, and Dane was like, oh, this is cool. You know, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
And they just basically said no. They went, no, we're going to make this an extra. This guy has no more lines anymore.
Yeah.
So then the writers wrote me another scene, because I was Dane's friend, I'm assuming. It wasn't that important. That I didn't vibe with. I didn't know how to do it. It was weird, and it was forced because they wrote it specifically for me to do it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't happy with the way I did it, and it was cut out of the movie, and I was happy that it was cut out of the movie.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, I don't want that to be my... And I was still in the film. You can see me as an extra.
Oh, what? But you didn't tell me that. I thought, because, like, when we spoke about it, you said your manager, you had a conversation with your manager, and he was like, look, do you want to...
Yeah, well, no, I'm still an extra as that character. Like, I'm still in the scene.
Okay. I didn't know that.
They just cut all my lines.
I thought you bailed on it. Oh, okay.
No, I did it. I filmed it.
Yeah, right.
Like, it was quite exciting. Like, that part of it was cool because they did all the stuff, and it was all about me for, like, 20 minutes, and they did close-ups, and you know, I had to keep, and the makeup lady kept coming in. And it was so Hollywood. Like, literally, they would go, all right, hold on, we're going to check the fucking thing. And yeah, she'd come in and dab my forehead and go, you look great out there. You look great. Like, seriously, saying that stuff. I'm like, really? And she's like, oh my God, yeah, you're fantastic. And that was so like, interesting.
I bet she says that to all the extras.
She totally does.
You should have said that to her, like being really insecure. You probably said that to everyone. I look terrible.
I probably did say that to her, but it was it was a fun experience, but I just wasn't like, as a performer, I went, nah, that just didn't fit, you know? And of course, the director saw it too, and he just hacked it out of the film, and I was like, whew, kind of.
Well, Marty just did an ad.
Yeah, that's right.
He did.
For
yeah,
Heartburn.
He did.
No, I didn't. Oh. I never got that.
I was really impressed. It looked really good.
It's
for Bottom Art. Have you seen it?
No.
Have you not seen it, Al?
I've not seen it.
Oh my God.
Yes, let's not share it around, but it's an ad for an alcohol company. And it was weird filming it because they had all these ideas that they wanted to do in the ad. And eventually people, you know, like you said, directors come in and strip things back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ended up in a... kind of like a Top Gun-esque bandana and sunglasses.
Yeah, it's so
fucking weird. I'm barely recognizable as myself in the ad.
Yeah, they put sunnies on him. Like, you wouldn't even be able to tell it's him. You can tell him the voice, but like... And you've only got like three lines, which really bothers me. I know it doesn't bother you, but it just bothers me for some reason.
Doesn't bother me.
I know, but it does. It bothers me. Because he had to go to Melbourne and shit. It's like, come on, give him all the
lines. Yeah, it was about an eight-hour shoot.
Yeah.
But it was we were in a parachute-type harness.
Yeah, right.
It's not made to be hung. You're not made to be hung from that from a pole for eight hours.
Can I?
Did your balls hurt?
I was chafing in the gooch area.
Yeah,
because he's got such a big penis.
Right,
and a big gooch. I wonder, does gooch size relate to penis size?
Yeah, you know, like how you measure your hand.
What is a gooch?
You measure
the gooch. Exact.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah, what would you call it? What would you call the area between the balls and
the
balls and your asshole?
Yeah,
your taint.
That's a terrible. Well, gooch isn't much better.
Well, you know why it's your taint.
Why?
Because it taints your balls and it taints your ass.
That is fucking funny.
That's.
I know I'm not laughing, but I'm just.
No, but that's why they do it.
It's so funny that I can't even laugh. I'm that impressed.
Shut your fucking face. I didn't make that up. It's just the way it was explained to me.
I know.
Your taint. Or I think it was funny because Spanish people in America, like not Spanish people, but like Mexican people, call it your isno for the same reason.
Isno.
Because it is no your balls, it's no your ass.
Oh, that's good.
Isno.
That's so good. That's good.
I think some languages probably wouldn't even have a fucking word for it. Cause they just
I'm sure everybody has that same exact sort of thing, like
yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's not. There's no.
It ain't.
No anatomical Latin phrase.
Right. Yeah. That's no. Yeah. It's like your crotch dimple. There's nothing like.
Yeah.
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 Nothing that ends with a Latin.
But just going back to just so we can get off the topic of gooches.
It's funny. I didn't know gooch was Australian for taint. I assumed you guys said taint.
Is it Australian gooch?
I've never heard it.
I don't think it's gooch. I swear I've heard gooch.
I think I went to high school with a guy called gooch.
I've heard gooch in South Park and stuff. I'm pretty sure.
I think I went to a high school with a guy called Taint.
And I went to school with a guy called Isno. So there we go. Full circle. I had to do it.
Live long and prosper.
I had to do it. But can I just say, though, that fucking... like you were saying, like, oh, the director comes in and strips everything back. What I know from, like you know, I've worked on a couple of films.
From doing nothing.
From,
go on.
Yeah, pretty much. I've gone and helped on film sets and stuff. But it's pretty renowned that the Australian film industry, even on a professional level, is super fucking unorganized. Like, really bad at, like, just getting shit done. They're actually renowned for just, like, fucking up and stuff like
that. I found the ad that I was filming on was remarkably...
Professional?
Remarkably professional. But then again, this is advertising money.
Didn't you literally just say the director came in and stripped everything back?
Yeah, but in an organized fashion.
Oh, okay.
In a very... but no, it was it's weird because I didn't see a single shot before the ad was released.
No, of course. You wouldn't. Why would you? Yeah.
I didn't see a single shot, and I liked it that way. Because, I mean, I didn't...
Yeah, but you would have read, like, heaps of lines and stuff, right?
Yeah, over
and then,
over again.
And then, yeah. Were you a little bit cut when you were like, oh, okay, that's all they used in me?
Not really.
No?
It's exhausting, isn't it?
It is. And I think especially when it's the same lines over and over again.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And I like... You know,
got to keep that enthusiasm and shit.
The cut ends and you're like, nailed it. And they're like, can you try and emphasize the E in that word a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
so
like,
much
wow,
more.
There's so much nuance to this.
It's so much more than just... I learned that from doing voiceover. It's like, there's so much more than just saying it. They're like, say it again, just like you did, but faster. And you're like, holy shit. Like, you know, that was 35 seconds. We needed 30 seconds. And you're like, and you want me to say all those words again? Yes. Yeah. And you're like, okay. And what you learn is you can fucking do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, cool. But I did one commercial when I was in LA. And I was like the fucking main dude. And I did all the talking. And it was 2 days of shooting. And I was fucking exhausted. I loved it. But I chose, and the character that I had was very high energy. Because I was a slimy used car salesman.
Yeah.
And I had this voice and I laughed after everything I said. And I did that for 12 fucking hours.
Holy shit.
And my fucking face was hurting.
I hated it.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
I know. I don't blame
you. I liked it. I thought
that
was funny.
Thank you, Danny. Giles. You're my friend. Bright is bitter.
Did you ever get like feedback that it translated to sales?
Only in that they... Well, yeah, because they ran it again. I had a year contract and they renewed. So they kept... Because I did 5 or 6 commercials I filmed for them.
I find it so funny that, like, that companies can be like... Can
they did, sorry, not to interrupt.
No,
but they also did billboards and cardboard
cards. Oh, really? With you?
Off your face?
Yeah. As a cartoon?
No, me. A photo of me. Like, huge. Like, we drove... Someone told me where one was. They were all over LA. People were sending me pictures. So I drove out to one. Leon was
awesome.
Probably...
I would do
my son was like 2 or 3.
Aww.
And we drove out and with my wife. And you saw it up there. And it was like... And I was like, oh, cool. I didn't realize how big it was. Because some billboards aren't that big. But this was fucking huge. And we got closer and closer. And I started to get like excited. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Because it was really big. And I even like... I pointed up to my son. And I went, who's that on top of that building? And he went... Daddy!
Oh, that's what a beautiful moment.
And it was, yeah, it was fucking cool. And that, but I just remember that feeling because it was so big.
That's so awesome.
That I was like, God, I wish this wasn't an ad. I wish this was something that I was doing. You know what I mean? Like a movie or a
special.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But still, it was cool to see my face all over, you know, a huge
billboard.
And what
a cool moment for your son as well.
Yeah, well, he has no fucking idea. For all he knows, everybody's daddy's on top of a building at that age.
Yeah, but then that kind of takes the beauty away from it.
It does, but it's the truth. It's not, you know, it's cool that he recognized me, but
I just want to live in my little fantasy, happy dad moment.
Yeah. did it have any animatronic moving?
Oh yes. My God, that was
my,
I love those.
My
did it
huge,
actually?
Yeah, my huge cock went up and down.
Oh, really?
But it was covered by Marty's huge cock. So.
Yeah, Marty's. Oh, I just touched your cat into my eye, and my fucking eye is burning.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Kill the cat.
Well, no, what I was going to say before is I always find it funny that, like, that they can... I can move him if he's bothering
me. No, he's not bothering
me. Okay, cool.
My eye is bothering
me. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, great.
All right, nice. I've given Al a tissue, and he's rubbing his eye.
Okay, all right.
I always find it funny that, I mean, maybe you guys can explain this to me, but that how, like, they can, like, just say Coke does an ad, and they can run that ad for 3 or 4 months, and they can be like, holy shit, sales went up during that ad. And it's just like, I don't know, there's part of me that isn't convinced. It's like, well, how can you solely, like, there must be other circumstances that would be contributing other than just that ad. Do you know what I mean?
Not when you're Coca-Cola, I don't think.
Okay, well, Coca-Cola is probably a bad example. Like, let's just say, like, a shitty company or something like that.
But even then, no, because what else is going to be contributing to that, I think?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
I mean, it does. Advertise. You know, I know your little film student people don't want to believe it, but it works.
Yeah.
You know,
I definitely believe it now. Before film school, I didn't, but
yeah.
Now I do, yeah.
Because I went, oh, they don't work on me. Like, they work on stupid people. But then, like, you sit and there's, like, this ad for something that you're like, I would never fucking want that. Right? And then you see the ad again and you're like, I can't fucking believe they're showing this again. And then you see it again. And literally, by the fifth time you see it, you're like, you know what?
That
wouldn't be bad. I might get that. And you're like, fuck, it worked!
Yeah.
It fucking worked!
Like, I've seen that ad so much that they must have a lot of money behind that company. They must have a lot of money because it's probably a decent product that... people like.
See, I'm not smart enough to think like that. I just go, I've seen it 5 times, so therefore I want it.
Familiar. I mean, that's back to Fast and the Furious. I mean, that's why that movie keeps coming around, because that's just product placement. The whole movie, those cars are just product placement, and the phone. They're like, oh, I'm going to call my friend that has the same car that I have.
Yeah. Sadly,
on my Sony, it's an hour and a half ad.
Yeah.
For various billion-dollar products.
I think it was Hitler who said, "If you repeat it, if you repeat something enough times, people will believe it." So he was.
Yeah.
You can blame Hitler for television commercials.
He's the master of it.
Yeah, he's the marketing master. He is. He sold. Let's kill an entire religion of people to a country. He sold that to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's some marketing.
That is true.
You know,
people, people think, oh, that footage isn't black and white. They were just dumb.
But no.
They were people.
He sold that fucking... He just fucking went, we are the best.
Well,
fuck these people.
And especially, it's like if you look at... I mean, I don't know much about politics, but if you look at, like, Korea, it's like their whole thing is, like, they make him a god. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And that's how they sell... That's how they sell his ways and what and all the fucked up shit that he's doing.
Yeah.
Is they go... Like, they convince the people, like, no, this is... Like, it's not just a politician. He's a fucking god.
Like, yeah. Like, they... I think the citizens are convinced he doesn't defecate.
Yeah.
That he... Like, yeah, that he's...
Have you seen the interview?
I watched, like, the first 10 minutes and I went, I get this.
Yeah. It's like, pretty good. It's
Eminem,
all, like, it's
Eminem all right. Pretending he was gay was good enough for me.
Yeah,
and then I was like,
that was what a great way to open the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it, and I probably will at some point. But does he die?
Do you really want me? Spoiler alert! Do you really want us to spoil?
I don't care.
Should we spoil it on the?
I didn't see it. I saw the first 10 minutes.
Oh fuck!
Do you care?
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it.
He doesn't spoil it for the other people. We'll tell you. He'll tell you when the mic is.
Yeah, when the mic's off, I'll tell you.
Well, if he does die.
Yeah,
I want because there was that whole debacle with them not releasing the movie, and then they just ended up releasing it anyway.
I think it was a bit of a publicity stunt.
I heard someone actually talk about this, and I'm not like I'm all for free speech and everything, but like they were making a really good point. Somebody said that like it is funny to think that it's all of course we're like free speech and fucking blah blah blah, but it's like if they made a movie about killing Barack Obama. Like probably, you think
that's...
so? But I feel like, I think their point was like America would go apeshit.
Would they?
I don't know.
I don't think they would.
You don't think so?
Half America wants Barack dead anyway.
Really?
Oh my god, they hate him.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, but you understand the context of what I'm saying.
Like, I do, and I don't believe it. I think there's a difference.
I didn't. There's
a difference in the way people react to certain things. For instance, just to pull this one out. If someone draws a picture of Jesus Christ, you're not going to go fucking apeshit and
that's true.
Start wrecking stuff.
No, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, yeah. I like when I heard him say that, I didn't like necessarily agree with him, but I was like, that is an interesting point, I guess.
No, I mean, yeah, there is a point to saying, well, but yeah, it's just what happened was the fact that it happened that way, that they pulled the movie and then put it back, and that's put too much spotlight on this. Little shitty comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a comedy. It's not making a statement. It's a comedy.
Oh, God. And it made, like, that was, like, such good fucking press for it.
Yeah, no, it was great.
But what happened was, like, they ended up releasing it for free for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
They actually ended up putting it up as a torrent for free, like, from directly from them.
Oh, really? Here's our torrent.
Yeah. Well, because they were like, well, or at least, from the Google Play Store or something, like, for 24 hours, they were like, we're just going to give it out for free because this is fucked. Fuck everyone. We're going to release it. But then I thought, so then I was one of the people that like scooped it up and then I thought it was funny that then they actually re-released it in Australia, and like by the time, I don't even know if it's out yet, but by that time it's like so many people would be like, we've already fucking seen it, you guys released it for free.
Yeah, the movie industry has a lot of catching up to do when it comes to holding off. I mean, the movie and television industry when it comes to these release dates. Movies I get because they're seasonal, right? So you want to, but TV shows, it's like the world is connected through the internet now.
Yeah.
You cannot pretend that Australia doesn't know the show exists.
Yeah.
They know it exists, and you can't be like, now we're going to premiere the fucking Louis C.K. show, even though we've all been watching it.
Yeah.
We've been
and
watching
it. You Google it.
It
to find it, to download it, and then you get the spoilers because you typed in the name of the show.
Yeah.
So you're never going to wait for it again. I think when you were talking about the interview, how there was... all those stories about the leaked emails in the Hollywood entertainment industry.
I don't even know about this.
So, a kind of an internet, I guess what they call it, cyber terrorism. A lot of people had their accounts.
Oh, is this the nudes? Is this the nudes? Are you talking about the Jennifer Lawrence nudes? Or
executives of management agencies.
Oh, okay.
Sony hacks.
Sony and just some personally...
Oh, yes. I do remember this. So it was basically Sony was like... Yeah, that's right. Not, but nothing was like released, right?
There was some stuff that was kind of, in a petty way, very damaging to a couple of executives.
I think somebody stepped down recently because of
reputation. But when I heard that, even though I didn't necessarily think, you know, what a great thing to do, I thought, wow, that's some real creative terrorism. You didn't kill anyone, but you brought down like an entire society. Something that an entire society looks up to.
How did they respond? Did they not release the movie?
I think they did. I think that there was a conscious effort at one of the award ceremonies.
Right.
I think that some jokes were definitely... I think it was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosted... Was it the Emmys?
One of the award shows.
Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes.
And they did a lot of jokes. And I think that as much as those two are really funny and probably would have done them anyway, I think that was everyone trying to say, hey, we're cool with it, even though maybe we aren't.
I don't remember what exactly the joke was, but their Bill Cosby joke, they did a joke about Bill Cosby. It was fucking hilarious. I was just like, holy shit. Like, holy shit, because it's just like, I can't believe they said that. But it was also such, like, if it was like 10 years after it had happened, it'd just be like, holy shit, that is such a well written joke. Like, I can't remember what it was though. It was very funny.
Anyway, we gotta wrap this bitch up.
We do.
Yeah. This was a fun hour.
I gotta say, this was a good one. You feel that?
Of the two? You feel that? This was definitely in the top two.
This is definitely in the top two.
I liked this one.
I have to go wash my eye in your sink because it's really...
Is it really?
I have to go wash my
ow, I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
You shouldn't have let him up.
I can't help it. I love cats.
Do you?
I do.
But you're allergic.
Fucking deathly.
Oh, God.
Not deathly, but I'm allergic. Enough to... If I get pulled over, they're going to search my bag because my eyes are red. But anyway, guys, fucking thanks for listening and we'll catch you next time. On ready, we're gonna do it like this. Ready on Al and the
Aussies. We didn't pre-discuss that.
All right, douchebags. We'll see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.